You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, one quick factual thing to clean up. Seth, you had asked, did Ben Affleck play Superman? And Ben correctly said, no, he'd played Batman. But in a way, he did play Superman in a movie, as several people have pointed out. He played George Reeves in Hollywoodland. It was a biopic. George Reeves was the first person to play Superman.
Oh, okay.
On TV
or
movies.
So the scene I saw was a scene from that movie where he was out. That's okay, so that makes sense. The clip I saw was, it was Ben Affleck, and he's at some event dressed up as Superman, and some kid comes up to him with a gun and says, Superman, can I shoot you? And
that's scary.
And I was wondering, what was it? It makes a lot of sense now, because I was like, why does Superman look so nervous? And he comes up with some cockamamie story how the bullet might ricochet and hit an innocent person.
Oh, he
but,
did.
But he looked genuinely nervous. What was going on with Superman in this situation? Was it a kryptonite type deal or something?
Yeah.
Were they kryptonite bullets? I don't know. It turns out it was because it was actual human George Reeves. It was some kid coming. That sounds like when... This situation kind of like when Houdini, the guy punched him in the stomach off stage and ended up killing him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't
yeah.
ready for the punch.
Yeah, he stayed to stay in character, man. So that was his he said, no, you can't do that. I might hurt somebody else because the bullet bounces off of me.
That's a good idea.
No, that's a good, in the moment, that's a really good way to stay in character. That's thinking on your feet right there. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is from... the Underdog Twitter account. Is this Hayden? Is this Josh or Hayden that has this take?
This is Hayden Winks, I believe.
Hayden Winks. Okay. So
and he got me with the headline, because the headline was something along the lines of, oh, you thought the Texans lost the Hopkins trade?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I 100%.
Think again.
I 100% chump. Did. Yeah.
So it got me, and I watched it. And Hayden's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of dry.
Yeah.
And I, for the life of me, I can't, I want to believe he's joking, but I can't pick up any intended humor in this or anything. He's got an argument for why the Texans actually won the DeAndre Hopkins.
I'll remind people, it was DeAndre and a 2024th round pick.
Yeah.
For a second round pick in 2020, David Johnson and his entire contract, and a, keep this in mind, a fourth round pick in 2021, the following year. You need to keep that in mind as you listen to this.
You probably think that the Texans lost that David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins trade, but guess what? You turned out to be wrong.
Wrong!
In addition to getting David Johnson, the Texans also received a 2020 second round pick and a 2021 fourth rounder. That second round pick, well, immediately wasted, nose tackle, nobody cares. But that 2021 fourth rounder turned out to be awesome down the line. The Texans called the Panthers the next draft, offered that fourth round pick and some other draft capital to move all the way up to 89th overall. They really had nobody at wide receiver, so they took developmental ex-wide receiver Nico Collins. Definitely took out some time, but Nico Collins is now a bona fide superstar and a 12th overall pick over on Underdog Fantasy.
How do you like them, Max?
More importantly, the Texans have C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins under contract through at least the 2027 season. They've already won two playoff games together. In those games, Nico Collins, 96 yards in a tutty, 122 yards in a tutty. Not bad for just a throw-in.
Okay, first and foremost, tutty. Can we stop this tutty talk?
Tutty's on the list of things that annoy me.
I hate there. So much when people call it a tutty.
Tutties.
Oh, all right. I wasn't as agitated by this because what I was worried about was that there would be people in the comments saying, hey, you know what? You're right. Makes a good point. Turns out it was a good trade. I immediately texted you when I saw this, and I thought the initial – how do I clean this up for radio? The initial thought I had was that, like, this is like claiming that because you offered some service in a back alley to some dude for $15, but then eventually would use that $15 as part of a down payment on a Kia, it was good that I did that thing in the back alley for $15 because it's like trying to keep track of – where you earned every dollar, and all of a sudden, as long as like, oh, I earned $20 doing something back then, but now I use that. The cleanest analogy I could think of was, this is like if a CEO sold all the inventory at a drastic discount that didn't make any sense. The company has to declare bankruptcy. The company hires a new CEO to lift them out of bankruptcy. And then the new CEO takes what meager assets you have remaining and makes some really good moves with them. And then the old CEO says, see, selling everything at a deep discount was actually a pretty good move.
Now that's an important distinction that you just made, which is the trade that was made initially was made by Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
The trade that this Hayden character is talking about here to recoup something out of it was actually made by Nick Caserio.
Like, it was made by Nick Caserio, and it was one of three picks used to get a draft selection that then you took a flyer on a lottery ticket, which every single draft selection is, who happened to be a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And that's why I was so in it, because Hayden's a really smart guy. And I desperately wanted to believe that he was joking, that he didn't fall into this trap of post hoc analysis. And yet I think he did. And I'm very, very annoyed by it, Sean, because I saw at least two Texans fans agree with him in the comments.
Oh.
I did. It was one thing if it was just him with a little attention grabbing headline and a bad take or something. It annoys me that anybody in Houston wants to retroactively go back and relitigate one of the most horrendous trades in NFL history.
Well, you know what this gives us an opportunity to do.
Yeah.
It gives us an opportunity to at least do our semi-annual consultation of the Jack Easterby memo that was sent to the media after the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I'm not going to read the whole thing again. I just found it hilarious that one of the bullet points, and for those who don't know what we're talking about, after the trade was done and it was widely panned by every human being other than the two guys that made the trade. Like, there's nobody that was saying it was a good trade.
Outside, inside and outside
everywhere.
Of Houston, resoundingly across the league.
Everywhere. The team put out a press release that explained bullet point style all the reasons why the trade made sense, and some of them were ratchet as hell. The one that made me laugh in light of this video that we just played, Jack Easterby's a big winner today, folks, because one of the bullet points was that in this trade, they acquired Arizona's 2021 fourth round pick. Is an important part of the deal that nobody talks about. That's literally what it says. And here we are now, 5 years later, more than 5 years later, and now we're talking. Are you happy, Jack? We're talking about that pick.
Yeah, that's the whole problem. It's like trying to keep track of where you earned every dollar coming up. And as long as you end up as a billionaire in the end, then every decision you made was actually wise. Because, let me cherry pick and I'll say, oh, yeah, remember that one really bad decision I made and we only made $1,000 on that deal? Well, we used that $1,000 as part of a down payment to do something else. It's idiotic.
It's dumb.
It's idiotic to the extreme. It ignores all the other – what you might have done with the other draft capital that you could have gotten above and beyond just a fourth-round pick.
Correct. Hey,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What was the most insulting part of that press release from back in 2020 to you?
The one that claimed that is in a lot of ways it's better to have a second round pick than a first round
pick. Okay,
okay. Yeah.
I'll read exactly verbatim the part that we acquired a very valuable second round pick in 2020, 40th overall. It's an area of the draft where you still get first round talent, but the contract is less money.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, we get that. So why, by that logic, you should always be trading out of the first round into the second round. Yeah. If you're trying to like, okay, great. Yeah. You like, and it ignores probability. I texted Texans cap yesterday because I feel like he would appreciate it the most. The really bright guy does all the cap and everything. People love to kind of cherry pick when it comes to the draft and point out, hey, this second rounder did this. This third rounder did that. Right. 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 Nobody's denying that that can't happen. It's a matter of playing the odds
right.
and probability. And also, your second rounder cannot be Ross Blacklock.
That's it.
The guy that you use for that second round pick cannot be Ross Blacklock, who the memo says, it claims that the future, whoever they take with that second round pick will be?
A very talented, young, and cheap player to Houston for the next 4 years.
Yes. How long did he last with the Texans?
Two years.
Was it even a full 2 years?
I don't even think it was.
Not calendar years. Yeah. That was the most insulting memo that anybody's ever put out, and that didn't involve actual war crimes, I think.
I have no problem. You know, when the whole thing about trading, the whole thing about being in the second round and getting first round value, like Nick Caserio's done that.
It is true.
No, Nick's done that the last 2 years. He's done it while making good trades.
Right.
You know, like it's one thing to go get a second round pick and you pick it up because it's a second round pick and you get it for DeAndre Hopkins in his prime. You know, like that's a bad trade.
Yeah, no, and the part that bothers me the most about that memo was acting like there's any level of certainty about what happens with your draft picks.
Right.
Like to say that a guy will be a really valuable player, It's something that somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about would say. Because every GM that knows what the hell he's talking about knows that every single pick you make is a risk.
Yeah.
Whether it's at the top of the first round or the bottom of the seventh. You just don't know until they get in the league. It was such a clown show, Sean. It was such a clown show. It was so bad.
This is good. This puts us in a good headspace to do the next segment. Because the petty cast is upon us, Seth.
Oh, good. I'm feeling petty. You got me primed for pettiness.
This was a good warm-up. We're stretching out your petty hamstrings right now is what we're doing. So 8 o'clock Tuesdays, petty cast. If you don't think we were petty right there, buckle up, Buttercup, because we're about to get super petty in this next segment. Text your petties in as well, 713-572-4610. What are you feeling petty about? We'll do that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.